Get up and go show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. I have to play George Strait later because Shane was singing, "I'm carrying your love with me." So I'm going to play that later, Ralph. Are you having a hard time hearing or what?
Well, no, it's not on. Can you hear me?
No. Hit that thing. It's O-N.
No.
Well, you want to look at O-N spells on? If you just hit that.
Where's...
No. Don't do this. Oh. Put them on. I just had the volume down.
Oh, that's what it was. Hi, Ralph.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ralph McDonald's here.
All right.
How are you? Hey, Ralph.
I'm pretty good.
How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing all right. I'm liking life. I'm loving it.
What if somebody came up to you and sang, "I'm leasing my computer"? They probably don't know that song either, right? We were talking about Gilligan's Island on... It was crazy.
Right.
Because I said... I said, "Oh yeah, they do. Everybody knows about Gilligan's Island." Then we asked Dustin. I said,
"Dustin's,
you know?"
Like, he has no clue.
He says, "I know Gilligan." He didn't even know the skipper,
right?
Marianne Ginger,
right?
I mean, everybody sang
the professor
that song.
And Marianne.
You know what made me mad was when they just said "and the rest," and they took out the professor and Marianne. You remember
Did
that?
Did they really? No, yeah. I don't remember that.
It was a later jingle.
Later,
what do you call that? What do you call the opening song?
Yeah, well, that's
theme
the
song.
Theme song.
Yeah. They'd left out Professor and Marianne.
Star.
And just said "and the rest." Are here on Gilligan's Isle. So anyway, I was singing an old Peter, Paul, and Mary song, right? What is "Leaving on a Jet Plane"? Simon and
Garfunkel?
That's
actually not that, no. No, "Leaving on a Jet Plane."
John Denver sang it too, right?
John Denver.
Yeah, but who sang it first?
I was pretty sure John Denver did
really?
It first. Yeah.
We'll have to look that one up too. I don't know. So, well, this is Ralph McDonald from McDonald's Computer Service. Got our randomness out of the way right now.
You've had entirely too much coffee. You are done for the day,
buddy. I haven't had a sip for about an hour and a half.
Well, you don't need any. Let me tell you.
Maybe it's the sugar in my... Do you want to try my Pop-Tarts? Jolly Rancher Sour Apple Pop-Tarts. I think they're just green apples.
My teeth hurt just even thinking about that.
He'll be bouncing off the wall like I am. All right, let's talk about computers. Leasing program is available. We just talked about last week.
You have something where you can lease computers. It takes you lease it over the course of a year, and then it's yours. Payments are made through a company called Progressive Leasing. They handle all of the payments and all of that kind of stuff. It's pretty easy. All you need is a photo ID. You need to have a bank account. Now, it has to be...
One with a debit card attached
to it. Right. It's got to be a bank account with a debit card attached to it. So
is that how they're going to take the payments out? They just take it directly out of your account?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so it has to be a brick-and-mortar bank. It can't be, you know, like a prepaid debit card kind of
thing.
Gotcha. And that's pretty much it. And you can go out to our website, mcsarkcity.com, and on the very top of it, it says leasing.
Okay.
And you can click on that. That takes you directly over to Progressive Leasing, and approval takes a matter of seconds. You know, once you fill out the information and click go, you get a response back.
Okay. And this is the page you have up right now is what they'll go to?
Right. The page that we had.
I bring that up because it really looks easy to figure out what your payment's going to be.
Oh, yeah. And the very first thing that comes up, it talks about, you know, before you start, it wants to make sure that you have your information. You do have to have a job.
Okay.
You've got to have your employer's phone number and zip code, photo ID, bank routing, and checking account numbers. And credit or debit card.
Okay. All right. Well, it's pretty simple. So, really, if somebody didn't have the money right now, but they wanted it as a Christmas gift, or they needed a computer right now, that's a great program for them, isn't it?
Now, they are going to charge $49.99 right off the bat. Okay. So, when you go to actually make the purchase, they're going to hit your account for $49.99. That starts the whole... That's your start date,
okay.
And then 30 days from then they'll get you for your first payment.
That's a cool deal. This is, you've only had this for what, a few weeks now?
Right.
Yeah, so a neat deal right before Christmas.
Now, the
time.
Nice thing about this is you can go, like I said, you can go out to our website. So you don't even have to come into the store. You can go from the comfort of your own home on your phone, go to, you know, your home computer if it's working and work and go that route.
Okay. Well, how do you get the computer then? You mean to get started?
I'm talking about to get started with the leasing thing. Because there's two parts to it. There's the part that the customer does. And then once they're approved, then they come into the store and say, "Hey, I've been approved,
okay,
and we take it from there.
Okay, that's a neat deal. All right, we are about a week and a half away from Small Business Saturday. That's coming up on the 25th. What do you got going on at McDonald's
right.
Computer Service?
You know, next Saturday we have Small Business Saturday, and we will have 10% off on all of our computers, laptops, tablets, laser printers, any of our bigger items. We will give you 10% off from during our normal business hours from 10 to 2. Now,
those are your normal ones on Saturday.
That's
right?
Our normal okay. ones on Saturday. Now, if we run out of stock and you still want something, we will give you, if you pay for it that day, we'll give you the discount,
okay,
and we'll get it ordered and we'll get it in.
Okay.
We're trying to prevent this last minute, you know, waiting until the 24th
right.
and going, I need a computer.
Yeah, like, I hope I get it in by Christmas time. And you said, do it. If usually, you know what you're going
to
get it.
If you know what you want, you need to come in probably yeah. 2 weeks beforehand if you're wanting us to order it. Otherwise, I can't guarantee you that you're going to get it.
That's a good savings. I mean, let's say you're looking at a $500 desktop. You're saving $50.
That's right.
That is a good savings.
That's right.
So on laptops, desktops, printers, what else?
Laptops, desktop, printers, tablets.
Okay.
Basically, the bigger items that we normally get for Christmas.
Okay. And saving 10%. But you have to do it 10 to 2 on that Saturday, the 25th, right?
That is correct.
Okay. At least pay for it. And then, maybe you'll get it there. It might be in the store, too. All right. So as we're shopping, too, for Christmas time.
Now, keep in mind, if you purchase something and you don't want to take it home because you've got, you know,
right.
sneaky kids mm-hmm. that want to see what's going on and all that kind of stuff, we will keep it at the store until you are ready to take it home.
That's
and
cool.
We don't charge anything extra for that. We just store it in the back. We put your name on it. We mark it so that nobody knows, you know, everybody knows, don't sell that one. That's already,
okay.
that belongs to
yeah,
somebody.
Somebody already bought that one.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we can shop live in the store on the 25th, but if we're shopping online this holiday season, what kind of tips do you have for us?
You know, you want to be careful. One of the things that most folks don't realize, and we talk about this every so often, but usually during Christmas time, mm-hmm. there's a lot of folks that are going out and shopping online. When you are making that final purchase, when you're getting ready to click, you know, submit or mm-hmm. or whatever their button says, look up at the address bar. That's where it's got, you know, the www dot whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The very first part of that should say HTTPS.
Okay.
The S is the significant part.
Oh, okay.
The S is the important part because you're going to see HTTP all the time. But if you don't see that S, that means that the transaction is not encrypted and it's not secure.
Oh, okay. What's the S stand for?
Secure.
Secure, okay.
Secure.
Okay.
The whole thing stands for Hypertransport Something Protocol Secure.
Okay. Is that on? I remember you talking about this before, and then we hadn't talked about it in a while, so
well,
I forgot
look,
about it. I
look right here on the page where we're doing the leasing stuff,
uh-huh.
and it says HTTPS.
Okay.
But if you go back to our website where we're not doing any secure stuff,
right? Where you're not taking payments,
right?
Right.
It's not. It doesn't have that.
Okay.
So the key thing is making sure that S is there. And a lot of folks don't know to look and pay attention and see that they're actually being taken care of. Because sometimes when we shop online, we're not always shopping with, you know, name brand, you know, brand name store kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're on Amazon, we're on, you know, wherever. But if we're doing like the Google shopping and that kind of stuff, we want to make sure we see that S when we're shopping with that,
okay.
Independent. Online store.
That's a good tip. Any other tips you have while we're shopping online?
You know, when you're shopping online, you want to make sure that you're getting the best value for your money. So you make sure that you're kind of, you know, look at a lot of different sites. Some sites will tell you it's this price, and then when you get back into the thing, they add in shipping.
Right.
But they don't tell you that up front.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some sites will tell you that shipping is included, and they usually tell you that up front because they want you to know that you're not going to get hit with anything extra.
Right.
So if you see something where there's a price and shipping is not mentioned, figure you're going to end up paying an extra charge for shipping.
Why is shipping different in a lot of a lot of ways. I mean, sometimes it might be $9, it might be $39. People just throwing in prices on there. Is that justified?
Well, in some cases, yes, they're just throwing a price in because that's what they want. Some places have UPS or FedEx accounts, so they know how much that package is going to cost, and they can give a more precise number.
Okay, but the main thing we need to look for is that S for secure. So right. Always look at the address when you're doing that. All right, and then a couple of things. Look at the leasing program again. You can go to your website, which is
mcsarkcity.com.
If we want to stop by on Small Business Saturday, where do we go? Or before that?
You want to go to 111 South Summit Street across from the Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank.
If we want to check out your Facebook page?
Go to McDonald's Computer Service.
If I want to call you?
Give us a call at 620-442-5091.
Did I cover it all?
That pretty much covers it all.
Man, look at that. I got it down, Ralph. How about that? Good to see you today.
All right.
It's 923 at KSOK, your favorite radio station.